Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and today I'm talking with Joel Michael. He's calling from Chiang Mai, Thailand. Actually, we're on a Zoom call. Thanks for Zooming in, Joel.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to meet in a digital person.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Joel's new EP. It's called Returning to Leave. It comes out May 29th, and Joel has been so kind to share three tracks off this new EP, as well as a couple other tracks that we'll get to hear on this program. I think it's 9 o'clock there.
Yeah, 9 at night.
Well, I have to say it's really cool to be I haven't interviewed anyone in person in months. And so it's
really nice to actually
see the person that I'm talking to.
It's crazy because America was so far behind in the world because it started over China, obviously, which neighbors where I'm at. And so it was actually late December that I started hearing word about it.
Wow.
And I was in England, and then I came back here just after New Year's, and the school that I teach music at was basically sent on a big notice. If you come from, this country or these regions of China, you have to self-quarantine 14 days. And I was what does that even mean? I just thought, I knew animal quarantine, traveling with my dog and stuff like that. But I was is this real? So then we didn't have half of our student population there because a lot of them went home to China for the holiday.
Wow.
And then they came back to Thailand, and it was wow, this is really the real deal. And everyone was just kind of chill about it, oh, whatever, it's just a flu. The media's going crazy
right.
on it. And then you see China going really into lockdown. You see all these videos leaking about it, and people there just saying, this is no joke and all that. And then we're what? So Thailand took some precautionary measures pretty early that I think was really beneficial in the long term of kind of where we're at now. So we went to official lockdown around the time that the States did because the whole world was just going mad with it. And then slowly kind of lifting off of everything. Markets are kind of opening up, which is a huge part of the economy here.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because there's no tourists here right now. So it's a whole different world. But it's cool because most of the Thailand people are pretty, obedient, because it seems a lot of parts of America, at least the media is showing that there's a lot of protests and all this sort of stuff.
Where are you exactly in Thailand?
So I'm up north. It's in Chiang Mai. It's I guess it'd be considered second or third biggest city. Bangkok's kind of mid-south-ish. Chiang Mai's up top. So it's real jungle oriented. It's pretty cool. It's a real good life, quality of life being here. And it's been almost 2 years that I've been here now. Feels kind of like home in a weird way, but obviously every day, it feels I'm definitely in Thailand. Just every day there's some little reminder where you're just oh yeah, this is where I am right now.
Yeah. Give us a little bit of background on
right.
On
so
you.
St. Louis was my bread and butter, born and raised, been there my whole life. And I studied music in undergrad, which was more production based, with jazz emphasis. And then went back and did my master's in composition with a jazz emphasis. And then my idea, I was dead set on doing a PhD. I was the next step, I want to just go with it. Well, because you're on that roll, it's the snowball effect. And I was if I get a PhD, then maybe I could land a professorship at a university and really have sort of the cush music gig and still have freedom. Because a big thing for me was to not fall into some sort of 9-to-5. Obviously the creative folk all kind of feel that way, I'm sure. And then it's crazy because I was kind of going to different places in the States, a couple different universities, and auditioning. And at the same time, I was also interviewing at junior colleges or community colleges to get up an adjunct gig. And then I came back to St. Louis after, I think it was Daytona, I interviewed in some college in Daytona, Florida, and came back to St. Louis. And then someone just called me up and was hey man, Nelly's got a college in St. Louis, Nelly the rapper, right?
Awesome.
So I was what? It's you serious right now? And I was this is cool. They're yeah, call him up or stop by or something. And at that time I literally lived a 10-minute walk from this school, so I phoned him up and then got a meeting that day and toured the facility and was able to sort of work my way around a studio and kind of talk with the director who was Nelly's engineer for several years. I was like, oh, this would be kind of a cool gig, Turns out I ended up getting a job teaching there. Didn't have to leave town, And then I was okay, cool. I'm not going to necessarily do the PhD right now. I'll put it off another year, kind of see what this gets me. So that stint teaching at Nelly's college became, I then became the director of education there. So it went from like teaching a class at this new school to like writing all the classes and then like hiring people to teach there and then becoming the head of the academic department. And so 5 years of my life kind of flew by because it was like, wait a second, I didn't have to get a PhD and I kind of got this cool, the job I perceived as being sort of like my goal, you know, the professor style job. And it was cool. And then, you know, after about 5 years of that, I feel like, you know, both parties were kind of coming to an end. The school was kind of seeing some challenges being a for-profit education system. It was like a music production school that was, you know, getting a lot of students in these awesome scenarios that were really like hands-on, but at the same time, I don't think there's job security in that industry, so they weren't necessarily getting the employment rates they wanted. And so the school was kind of seeing firsthand that, like, man, this might not work in the long haul. And at that point, I wanted to change. Every time I had like a week off, which is like bounce somewhere. And I remember I was, like, in a 2 year span, I'd done like all these trips and I was like, why am I not traveling more? And it kind of helped me realize that I think there's something more I wanted in life than just that job, you know, with the college. And I talked to someone I knew from middle school that ended up, she was teaching in Thailand, and I was like, hey, Asia sounds kind of neat, you know? And she's like, you know what? Like, we're expanding and we might need a music teacher. So then she connected me with the principal there and I got an interview. And then like 4 weeks later, I moved to Thailand. And that's kind of where I've been for the past, you know, almost 2 years now. It's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. Well, talk to me about your track, Stay Awake. This is off your album, Varied Themes.
That was my departure from pop music. As I was doing all this stuff with these artists, these rappers, and after years of doing that, like, man, I put in so many years of time with these artists and have literally seen no return. You know, maybe a couple releases that were indie, a couple releases on minor labels. And I was like, what's the real reward? And I felt sort of creatively, I guess, kind of stuck. And I sort of distanced myself from artists for a minute. And I was like, really getting into this sort of like lo-fi music that at that time was sort of new. And I was like, what are these dudes making? This music is so like exactly what I need right now. And I was like, there must be some sort of scene for this. So then I just started really immersing myself in that. And that's when I made my first EP, which was called Varied Themes. And I just had like 30 instrumental beats. I was like, I'm not giving any of these to any artist. I'm just going to see if I can make them sing by themselves without words. And that track, Stay Awake, was one of the last ones for that, the first album I did that was just under my name. Everything else I'd produced was under the artist's name or this, that, and the other. So that is like very dear to me in that one. That's why I sent it. I was like, she'll probably dig this one.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen to Stay Awake by Joel Michael. Was Stay Awake by Joel Michael off his album Varied Themes. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Joel Michael. We're Zooming from Thailand. We're talking about your new EP called Returning to Leave. We're going to hear several of these songs on this program here. Talk to me about Limited Visibility. This is a new song you just put out.
Yeah, so Limited Visibility is the first track on the EP and was actually the first one composed for it too. It's actually the basis for the whole EP. So since it's sort of a conceptual EP, Limited Visibility, it's got the main theme in it. It's digestible, utilizing just piano and drums, and maybe the most odd sound you'll hear in there is a whistle that I put on there. The title came from a lot of closed-minded sort of people I'd come across that really helped me appreciate where I am and sort of what I'm pursuing, and how having sort of just a narrow mind really won't help you progress into anything and see through to the other side.
Yeah, cool. Let's take a listen to Limited Visibility by Joel Michael. That was Limited Visibility by Joel Michael off his EP, Returning to Leave. It's coming out May 29th, and I'm talking with Joel from Thailand, which is super exciting and fun to get to see you. You've shared several tracks from this new EP, including one called Visiting a Previous Me. Talk to me about this one.
So Visiting a Previous Me is very naturesque as far as like the sound of it goes. A lot of the sounds were actually recorded while on sort of a trek and a motorbike ride through a bunch of jungle during rain season here. And Well, it's sort of become a trend for me back home in St. Louis when I would be thinking out things I would go on a walk. It's not very walkable here because instead of walking my dog, you're sort of like battering off stray dogs that want to attack you or like fighting weird creatures from the jungle tracks you're on. So what I typically do now is just ride my motorbike. So riding through the mountains here and reflect. And so this whole visiting a previous me track was literally conceived by one motorbike ride, probably like 3 or 4 hours in length, where I stopped probably like 20 or 30 times and recorded all sorts of sounds basically from the surrounding to help me sort of stamp that and document that.
Yeah.
And there's a theme that was sort of a playing theme throughout the whole ride that kept triggering in my head. And then I made that whole track based around that.
Let's take a listen to Visiting a Previous Me by Joel Michael. That was a track called Visiting a Previous Me by Joel Michael. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk and Music. I'm talking with Joel Michael, music producer and musician, music teacher from Thailand. We've shared another song off your EP. It's called New. Talk to me about this one.
It's basically the last actual like track with a beat on the EP. Very epic, a lot of layers, really tense. A lot of dissonances, and I think that is sort of reminiscent of the place that I was that I'd sort of overcome. You know, being here for the amount of time that I've been here has sort of, I wouldn't say erased previous version of myself, but it's sort of given me enough experiences to help me really fall in line on a new path that I think is a lot less stressful and a lot more focused on my inner creativity and creating music for the sake of creating a piece of art, which is why I made this conceptual EP, which I never would have done when I was working in, you know, the pop industry doing all that stuff. And so I think this is sort of like putting a middle finger up to all that and just making something that doesn't necessarily, this track doesn't necessarily fit into one particular genre, but it just screams sort of where I am right now, and overcoming all of that, sort of on this new wave of a more creative version of myself.
Cool. Let's take a listen to New by Joel Michael. That was New, a track by Joel Michael off his new EP, Returning to Leave. It comes out May 29th. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Joel Michael via Zoom from his home in Thailand. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about what kind of instrumentation do you use, and do you have a balance of like what you would pull from a real instrument and maybe something you pull from a sample? Like, what would you say to someone that said, I prefer listening to music with real instruments?
I think it all sources from a lack of understanding from the people who haven't yet, and I say yet, acknowledged the art form of creating beats or creating electronic music. And the thing is that where we are technologically has gotten the music industry to where it's at as a result, obviously. So, I mean, for example, the computer itself is definitely an instrument, right? It's talking in ones and zeros, as is the satellite radio station. It's still ones and zeros that's being, you know, converted into some waveform that we hear out of speakers. So at the end of the day, it's still sound waves moving and hitting your ears, whether it's a real instrument or it's a computer generating that sound. The intricacies also of learning how to create music you intend, meaning I hear within myself. So if I'm on a motorbike ride and I hear some melody coming from birds, it takes just as much technical prowess and training, or if not more, to recreate that in a computer realm, actually performing it and creating it, maybe versus playing that melody on an instrument that one, like a guitar, that one has played all their lives, you know? So for me, I was raised on classic rock, jazz, and blues, which is all, I guess, real instruments, in quote. Right. And I learned guitar as a result of it. I had one sitting around my house, and I studied guitar, and I never thought that I'd be here today, you know, creating the music that I do create, because I'd always played in bands, from progressive rock bands to dance, funk. But the thing that led me into actually producing was I got my first multi-track recorder. It was like a four-track, like, pocket recorder thing. And then I recorded a chord progression on one track, and I recorded me playing a solo over the other. And then all of a sudden, I was like, boom, my mind was blown. And I was like, wait a second, I have two more tracks I can do stuff with. What do I want to do? So then I started, like, creating vocal pads. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And then I can bounce those four tracks down into one track, and then I have three more tracks available. So it just, like, became this process where, you know, I firsthand witnessed, like, oh, this is way cooler than just my little cassette recorder that I can just record my idea. Like, I can actually play it back and record on top of it and overdub. So then that led me into getting into, like, Pro Tools and learning recording. And then I went to school and learned, like, the physics and science of recording and the technology of it all, and was working in a studio recording artists, making a living off of it, you know, able to record myself when I had musical ideas, and then I could, whatever I wanted to create that was in my mind, I had the ability to, not just because I was limited to a guitar per se that I may have just been able to afford, but I had all these other sounds at my fingertips in the computer. So for me, at this point in my musical journey, the creation process is very much from in my head. So if it's a melodic idea, or wow, you know, it'd be cool if I did something in Lydian, which is like a scale, because I know what that mood provides when I use Lydian. And, you know, I guess I just want it to be a vamp, I want it to be a slow tempo, I want light drums that are sort of tickling their ears, and then I don't want bass, and I want a texture that is supported by nature sounds, which is very much what my EP is sort of summed up. And so then I create that by whatever means necessary. So if it requires me to go out and record sounds in nature and use that as the bed, and then lay guitars over it where necessary, or voice, or, you know, keyboards or anything like that, then I'll add it in. And then the other way around, it can be the case too. I might sit down and play a piano part, and I might sit there for 2 months, and then all of a sudden some element that's not made by, you know, a real instrument per se, might be the perfect touch that I hear that I throw on top of it that then helps me, like, finish the track.
The whole time I'm like, you're a composer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joel, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and KVNF, and for hopping on a Zoom so I could actually see you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you for taking the time.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more original Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Joel Michael's music. Thank you for listening.